This is GQDN for Friday, May the 3rd, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By SwiftEnergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. They are indeed very, very good. Like the one I just got. Put in the promo code QUEST in the checkout line and you will get 25% off of your purchase. All very good stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Lots of good stuff up there. Oh boy. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some Helldivers 2 news. A little bit of Terminator. Really? And we do have some Xbox news as well. But we begin today with Nintendo. And according to TheVerge.com, Yuzu is in trouble again. Because the Nintendo DMCA did take down about 8,500 emulator copies. In fact, the actual number is 8,535, and those were the emulators on GitHub, and that was spotted by both Torrent Freak and PC Gamer. Now, this is the same company that had the lawsuit against them. Then Yuzu went back at it again, saying that they were going to do it in a different way, but now Nintendo is shutting that down too. And that was via the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, DMCA. And according to the Quest, that said that it had to take action, quote, against the entire network of 8,535 responsibilities, inclusive of the parent responsibility, end quote. And they did say that Yuzu was circumventing Nintendo's technological protection measures to run some illegal copies of the Switch games. So yeah, Yuzu's at it again. Now, going over to Microsoft, according to Pure Xbox, okay, this is a little bit of GQ2 in here, but still, one thing you need to pay attention to. James Bond film collection was mistakenly priced at $5. So those that bought the film collection is now being refunded at this time. Now, in the UK, there's a discount price at $110 or $220, I should say dollars, but it's pounds or euros, but it's half the cost over in the UK. So this could bring prices down for the James Bond film collection here in the US, but only for Microsoft. We go from that to restocking. And if you have a PlayStation Portal, or if you want one, according to PSU.com, it has been restocked. And that announcement came via YouTube. And they also have the Accolades trailer. But the PlayStation Portal is now available on both PlayStation Direct and is also available at both Target and Best Buy. So if you're looking to get one, now you know to get one. But what could Google be doing with this? We'll keep our eyes on it. Now, SVG.com did say the Helldivers 2 PlayStation Networks rule. Well, the fans aren't very happy about the rule, so they're demanding a refund. So right now, people are just very unhappy. And the current issue is with Sony, because the requirement, even for Steam users, says you have to have the PlayStation Network. So on May 2nd, that's yesterday, Sony made that announcement that it was going to start requiring Helldivers 2 players to link their Steam account with PSN account starting May 6th. Oh boy, here we go. Now, the PSN linking requirement did exist before the game launched, and it reminded everyone in the update to post it to Steam. So that would happen. So there would be that. But Moran on Twitter did say, quote, "Man, if there's only some kind of notice about PSN being required for Helldivers 2, really blinky for there to be no warning about this. Oh, wait." And he posted a picture of a part of the statement. Now, the requirements were there before the game's launch, but Sony, after seeing a lot of people come in, waived it. And some players may be locked out for good. In fact, one Redditor did say, quote, "My region, Sri Lanka, isn't even on the country list supported on PlayStation Network. I can't even create an account." But all that Sony did say was, quote, "This is our main way to protect players from griefing and abuse." But this one won't be banned. Oh, we're going to Rumorville. Pack your bags, people. Because PureXbox.com did say that Resident Evil 9 could release this January. In fact, at Aesthetic Gamer, aka Dust Golem, did say on Twitter, quote, I have good news / rumors to deliver on Resident Evil 9. The possible day I heard rumors about can be pushed aside. Resident Evil 9 should be revealed pretty soon and released next year. What I've heard previously holds true, should be in January. I've had about 7 years in development. In January 2025, I hadn't heard now, just been a date. I've heard previously that they're still aiming for, but never know, in-game developer. I won't leak rumor any other details of the game. Just let Capcom do their thing and let them surprise people. So, we shall see what happens with that. Now we go to the esports corner, and HLTV did say that the Xingning Warriors are not qualified for the Mesa Nomadic Masters for spring. In fact, they've been crowned the Mesa Pro Series Springs champions after they beat up IHC, which is 2-1, in the tournament finals. And that did secure the spot in the Mesa Nomad Masters spring. And the Warriors will join the Monogles, Gladiators, words are hard, OG, Lin Vision, and Bleed, and Aspics, whatever. And they will be competing for a $100,000 tournament, which is a LAN tournament in Magnolia. That's Ulaanbaatar, Magnolia, on May 28th through June 2nd. So we shall see what happens with that one as well. Oh, now we go back to Xbox. Here we go. Because they have an XBHD adapter, according to Pure Xbox, and the price for that adapter went down. Now this is a plug-and-play OG Xbox adapter, and right now that adapter is at $99, which is about $60 cheaper. Because original cost is $150. In fact, Warrior64 got up on Twitter and said, Eon XBHD plug-and-play HD adapter for the original Xbox is $99 at Castlevania Games. So Eon Gaming did reply, quote, excited to get the XBHD in the hands of OG Xbox fans everywhere. If you're wondering, all XBHDs and XBHD Spartan editions come updated with firmware 2.0, bringing you the absolute best experience on your HD TV. No mods, no mess. Yeah, I'm keeping that in. Okay. But along with all the words. Yeah. But what could be there? Well, how about via HardcoreGamer.com Steam World Heist 2? Because they dropped a trailer and this could be good. We shall see. We shall indeed see. Oh, Hades 2 has some systems requirements. Yep. According to PC Games N, if you want to play some Hades 2, you best be ready. So the operating system should be Windows 10 or later. The GPU is minimum now. NVIDIA GeForce GTX 950, AMD Radeon R7 360, or Intel HD Graphics 630. CPU, any dual core 2.4 GHC processor. RAM, 8 gigabytes. Storage, don't care. So there are the requirements. Because, well, the reason why I say I don't care, because it's a download size and we don't know what the download size is. So we shall see. Yes. Oh, it could be this PC. PC Games N, once again, did say that the NVIDIA RTX 4060 gaming PC is now under $1,000. So if you need a new gaming PC and you want a deal, it's at Best Buy. It's a Lenovo Legion Tower 5 with the AMD Ryzen 5 7600, NVIDIA GeForce RTX 4060, and it's at $1,000. It's if you want it. So go try for it. We will leave you today with Terminator. And Terminator Survivors via PSU.com is indeed coming. So, Nikon Studios, Malin, did reveal the details of the Terminator Survivors on PlayStation 5, PC, and Xbox Series X and S. And it did reveal that the game is powered by Unreal Engine 5 and features support for offline single player. And yes, you can play solo, but you can also play co-op, up to three players. Now, if you want to try it, Terminator Survivors will have a scheduled release on October 24th this year for early access. And the thinking by the site is December 31st of this year. We'll keep you updated. No show tomorrow. Goldman is taking care of his mom. So thoughts and prayers goes to his mom. This has been a Dawnforge production. You can follow us at twitch.tv/Dawnforge. Anyway, all rights are reserved. We will see you again Monday for more gaming news. So until then, go play some games, people.